Hey everybody, this is Andrew Hunter, and I'm actually sitting in my car right now, so if the sound sounds a little different, that's probably why. But I wanted to just give you guys a quick heads up about what's going on with the podcast. If you're listening to this message, it is because the podcast is going to be changing names. The ALH Pro Radio podcast feed you're subscribed to now will forever be known as the Creative Podcast henceforth. I don't know why I'm using such big words, and I sound like a medieval message giver. I don't know what they're called. But in any case, I just want to let you guys know that that's what's going to be happening. So if you're listening to this now, what you're going to be listening to here in just a second will be the Creative Podcast. So I just want to say thank you guys so much for listening, and I hope you enjoy the new show that we're actually launching for the new year. And I'm looking forward to making the show much, 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 much better than it was before. And I look forward to having lots of guests on and making sure you guys are having a great time listening to it. Thanks so much, and enjoy the show. Andrew Hunter with the Creative Podcast. I just want to say welcome to the show. Thank you guys so much for downloading, subscribing, and listening on iTunes or Stitcher. And, of course, follow me on Twitter at The Creative Pod. On today's show, guys, since this is the first episode of The Creative Podcast, I really just want to give you guys an idea of exactly what I'm all about, what the show's all about, and what we're going to be doing in the future for this podcast. So it's really important that I kind of give you guys a groundwork of what I want to do. The point of the show is really to help you grow your creativity. And with doing that, I'm going to have on special guests that are going to be talking about creativity. And I'm going to have people on talking about how to actually just get in the mood to create things. It's really important. Like, you know, unfortunately with creativity, a lot of the creative process has to do with how you feel personally. Creativity is very subjective. So it's very difficult sometimes to get in that mode to really want to actually create things. So it's very, very difficult to do so. But on the show today, I want to kind of talk about what really sparks my creativity, what really gets me going as a creative person. So with that being said, let's kind of answer some questions. Let's first off define creativity. How would you define creativity? For me, it would be something, it's creating something out of nothing. Like right now, I'm recording this podcast for you. Now, this podcast is, I want it to be creative, but today is just more informational. It's more of an introduction, if you will. excuse me. With that being said, I just want to kind of give you an intro of to who I am, what the podcast is about. But as far as creativity goes, it can be as simple as just finding a way to solve a problem or finding a way to make someone smile. Creativity is making something out of nothing. That's how I describe it. And a lot of what I do as a creative person is literally creating something out of nothing, which I think is one of the coolest things about being a creative person. Now, what's the next question I want to ask for you and for myself is what sparks your creative process? And on the flip side, what halts your creative process? What holds you back from being creative? For me, what sparks my creative process, not podcast, for me, it's more about I get an idea in my head, or I'll hear someone say something that I think's interesting, and then I'll think about it. Really, for me, the creative process really comes about when I spend time with other people, and I maybe bounce ideas off of them. I like to be humorous and I like to be funny, but in doing so, I bounce ideas off other people and see how they react to it. And then when I get a good reaction, I usually kind of try to run with that idea. Case in point, recently, I was with my wife and my family, and I was just joking around. I was like, I'm going to make a t-shirt that says, pat yourself on the back because you're a little marvelous, with a handprint on the back. And I was like, you know, that's actually a really good idea. And so my wife actually helped me make t-shirts that said that on it. And it's a pretty fantastic little t-shirt. And it was just a great way to, again, that's kind of how it works for me. That's kind of my creative process. I just kind of bounce ideas off other people and see kind of what sticks. Now, that doesn't always work, because you have to depend on other people. As a creative person, it's a very individualistic thing sometimes when you're being a creative person. As a photographer, that's what I do, you know, for work. I'm a photographer, and that's a very individualistic view and point of view as a creative person. There's only one eyeball behind that lens. So it's very difficult sometimes to work with other people if you're trying to have that one creative vision. So now what kind of stops my creativity? For me, it's really just being tired or stressed out. I can sometimes be creative while I'm stressed out, but stress does not make me creative. Being relaxed, just calm, you know, just chilling out, that's when I'm the most creative, and that's when I have like the best, most creative, interesting ideas. And when I'm just completely relaxed and just ready to kind of do my thing, like, you know, and just think. So usually on Monday mornings, like I just did here just a few minutes ago, I went and had breakfast, I had coffee and had a glass of water. And now I feel, okay, I can just do it. I can just go and be creative. That's kind of how I've you know, found that works best for me to not halt my creative process. If I'm tired or my voice is just not, just feeling good, I usually am not as creative. I usually don't feel as creative. So when do I feel the most creative? And same thing for you. When do you feel the most creative? And by the way, I want you guys to answer some of these questions about yourself. Like right now, just think about, when do I feel the most creative? Because I want you to kind of take an inventory of your creativity, and so that way we can kind of see what we can do to better that for you. But when do I feel the most creative? Usually it's at like midnight, which really stinks, because it's usually like in the middle of the night I feel the most creative. I even came up with this idea for this podcast, or like at least the name, the Creative Podcast, in the middle of the night. And I got up and I went and did it about 1 o'clock in the morning and put everything together, and it stinks that I do that in the middle of the night, but it is when I'm the most creative, because it's usually my wife's asleep and I don't have to, you know, I'm not worried about, oh, I'm taking time away from us just to go and be creative. I can just be myself and just go and be quiet for a few minutes and just think and write and things like that. So that's usually when I'm the most creative with that. Where do you feel the most creative? That's a great question for a lot of people. What environment makes you the most creative? For me, excuse me, I usually when I'm by myself, I feel the most creative. At least, okay, I know I'm contradicting myself, but when I'm around other people, I feel very creative. But when I'm by myself, that's when I hash out the creative ideas the most. When I'm with a group of people, I will try out material, if you will. But I feel the most, I hash out things more when I'm by myself in my car, just listening to music or a podcast or what have you. That's when I really hash out my creativity. I will try out things and fail miserably a lot in front of other people. But when I go and by myself in my car, I'll actually hash out more of those things and really have a better idea of what works and what doesn't, because I've already tried it out, and then I can hash out what did work and make it work better. Do you prefer working with people or alone? I wrote that terribly wrong. But do you prefer working with people or alone? For me, I like both. As I mentioned, I kind of do a hybrid of both. I go and work through material with people or work through ideas with people, and then kind of get their feedback and then go back and put things together in a way that I think works the best. So for me, it's a little bit of both. What is it for you? I want to know. Again, I enjoy working with other people. As a photographer, I have to work with other people. I don't have a choice. You know, I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just saying in general, working with other people is a requirement as a photographer. You're going to have people in your pictures. That's just the way it is. How do you recharge? For me, That's a difficult question, because sometimes I don't feel like I ever do recharge as a photographer or just as a creative person in general. But I try to. It doesn't always happen, but probably like I mentioned before, going to have breakfast on Monday mornings. That's usually when I feel like I recharge the most. I go and sit and just relax and quietly eat my breakfast. I either listen to comedy or a podcast sometimes when I do it. It depends. Sometimes I don't listen to anything. But just sitting quietly, eating my breakfast is usually, on Monday morning, is usually when I recharge and just kind of reset for the week. So probably that, I would imagine. And this is a question that I can actually answer honestly now, do you deal with anxiety? There was a week or so during the holidays that I dealt with extreme anxiety, and it was very difficult for me. With that being said, I don't deal with anxiety very often, so it was kind of scary for me, actually. I did end up talking to a couple people who deal with anxiety as well, and it was very good to talk with them. Some people I didn't realize dealt with anxiety, but most of the people that are around me that I have as friends deal with pretty extreme anxiety, and I didn't realize that until just recently when I actually kind of reached out for help with a buddy. Again, it wasn't anxiety that I was going to end up doing something that hurt myself. It was just, I was just stressed out about stuff, and I didn't know how to deal with that stress, and it caused me anxiety. So yes, I do deal with anxiety, and but again, you can have anxiety and not deal with it, and that it just gets worse. But you do need to look at what's causing the anxiety. And there was, there was actually something I was doing that was helping to add to that anxiety, or at least the thought of the anxiety. So I removed that part of what I was doing, and it helped tremendously. So it was great. Now this is a great question that I've got before, but how do you know when your work is good? You don't. You don't know when it's good at all. Sometimes you just know. For me, as a photographer, you can look at a piece of your work and say, okay, that's good. It just really depends. Again, creativity in art is so subjective. So you might say, oh man, this is a great photograph. And somebody else will come along and say, well, that's a crappy photograph. It's the same picture. It hasn't changed. But people's view of your picture will change, and how it's perceived will change. So it's a little bit different. And again, if you hear any like lawnmowers in the background, I'm very sorry, guys. I'm actually in my car. I'm parked with the car off, but still I'm in my car, so you might hear some lawnmowers, things like that. So I do apologize. But I wanted to get this out for you guys to listen to, a little bit of an introduction. But either case, guys, at the end of the day, if you're satisfied with your work, then it's good. If your client or your subject or whoever you're doing the work for is satisfied with your work, then it's good. Okay? Did it accomplish what you set out to accomplish? If so, your work is good. If it didn't, try again. So that's really how I know my work is good, is if it accomplished the goal that you set out to accomplish. So really, determining if your work is good is based upon what goals you set for yourself. And actually, speaking of goals, what are some of your goals for the future? That's something to really think about. What is your goal as a creative person? You know, as a graphic designer, as a photographer, as a musician? You know, let's say as a graphic designer, is your goal to, you know, design a piece of art for a podcast? Maybe. You know, if it is, what are you doing to get to that goal? You can set goals for yourself, but you actually have to set a plan in motion for getting to that point. You know, if you make a plan, that's great. You can make plans all day long. But if you don't set up a way of getting to that plan, or a kind of a guide to get to that plan, you'll have no way of getting there. You know, if you say, you know what, in February I'm going to Las Vegas, and then that's a goal. Sure, you're going to Las Vegas in February. Great, that's a great goal. I'll see you in Las Vegas. But then you never make any plans as far as arrangements to get there, airplanes, bus, what have you. You have no hotel plans. You can say, hey, well, this is the day I'm going to Las Vegas, but then you have no plane ticket. You're not getting to Las Vegas. So you have to set a goal. You know what? On this day and this time, I'm going to this place. Great. So now, what are you doing to get there? Again, that's just a decent analogy, I would say, to kind of help get the idea across. But if you set a goal and say, I'm going to do this thing, then you have to put wheels in motion to make it happen. Nothing that you actually do in life that it actually means anything to you is going to come easily. It's going to take work. If it comes easily, it's probably not worth it as much as you think it is. So please do the work. Put the work in. Make it worth it, okay? Do you have any advice for anyone? Again, this is a question I have for you guys. As a creative person, do you have advice for anyone? For me, I would say, keep trying. Keep working. Keep doing the same you know, not the same thing. That would be ridiculous. Don't do the same thing over and over, but understand, now this might be this is a good piece of advice that I've thought about for a long time, but with creativity, a lot of things have been done before, okay? That doesn't mean you can't do them again. It just means you need to do them in a way that is unique to you. For me, podcasts about creativity, yeah, they've been done before, but I haven't done one from my perspective. So it's important that I actually am able to bring that out for people to hear and people to see and people to understand. You know, and I have certain people in my life that are creative people that no one else has contact with as far as a podcast. So I'm bringing something unique to the table. So that's really my advice for you. Anything you do, I can guarantee somebody else has done it before you. I'm sorry to bring this podcast down a little bit, but that's true. In music, every note has been played in almost every permutation. I'm not doing that, not saying that as a downer. I'm saying it as somebody that's being realistic. Almost every song has been played ever, that's ever going to be played. Find a way to do it, to do something unique, not cliche or dumb sounding, but just something different and unique. Find a different way of miking an amp to make your guitar sound differently. Do something unique. Make it about how do you bring something unique to the table? So I don't want you to get discouraged and say, oh, well, why would I even try? Everybody's already done everything. Yeah, but they haven't done it just like you. You know, maybe, I know it sounds weird, but maybe, like, untune your guitar a little bit. Or just do something different to make what you're doing specifically yours, okay? Look at Jimi Hendrix. He was so unique and so different. He took a right-handed guitar, turned it over upside down, and played it left-handed. And he didn't change anything about the guitar. He just left it the same way, just picked up any guitar and played it. That was unique and different. Now, have other people been able to emulate that style? Yeah, of course. But they haven't done it exactly like Jimi Hendrix. You know, and that's just one example. You know, for me, I just always look at what I'm doing and say, okay, well, this person's doing this same type of thing, but why would I want to do that? Why would people want to listen to me? Well, people want to listen to me because I'm me. You know, I'm a unique person. And that's kind of the cool thing about people and life and being a creative person. Everybody has unique perspective. And if we can learn to see that everybody has a unique perspective and respect those people and respect each other's perspectives, it's a lot of peas in that sentence. But in any case, if we can all learn to do that, then I think we're going to be in a lot better shape as far as society goes and just life in general. There's no reason to discount someone else's point of view just because you don't agree with it. There's a lot of things I don't agree with, but I don't discount that point of view. It's still a valid point of view. It's a one individual's point of view. So in any case, that's my advice for you guys. Just be unique. Be yourself. Don't be afraid to be yourself. It's okay. So in any case, guys, I'm going to let you go. This podcast has been awesome, and I really just wanted to use this as an introduction to who I am, what this podcast is about, some of the questions that I want to answer as part of this podcast. So the ones I just used here, I'm gonna probably use a lot because those are the questions I want to know from other people, you know, from my guests, but also from my listeners, the people that are listening to this right now. I want you guys to let me know. So I want you guys to send in some questions to thecreativepodcast@gmail.com. That's the email address for this podcast. I want you guys to send in questions to that email address. I think it would be great to be able to have a listener question segment, and not only just for me, but also to be able to ask my guests. So if in the future, if you know, right now, take like 5 seconds, go to your email account and send me a question. And it's thecreativepodcast@gmail.com. So send me a question or a comment or a suggestion or a complaint, anything that you guys want to send in, please do that. And also follow @thecreativepod on Twitter, and follow me personally @ALHProPhoto on Twitter as well. And I just want to say thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for subscribing on iTunes and Stitcher. It's been a blast doing my old podcast, ALH Pro Radio, but now I'll be doing this new podcast. So that's really, really cool. And I appreciate you guys supporting me and everything that I'm doing. So without anything else, guys, I'm going to let you guys go for this week. And I do appreciate everything you guys have been doing. and I will talk to you guys very, very soon. Thank you guys so much.